A Hustler Spirit Radio, touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Hey, hey, hey! Welcome up, welcome up!
Keeping it hard all day long.
This is Jim Ferguson, and you are listening to A Hustler Spirit on BBS Radio. And today, we've got in the house today, we've got Ken, and we got Mr. Vincent Gray, the author of The Pro Christ.
What's going on, Vincent?
What's going on, man?
How are you doing today?
Oh, man, I am doing great.
How was your week?
Week was busy, accomplished quite a bit. I enjoyed the week. I learned quite a bit. It was a very, matter of fact, it was a very spiritual week. To be honest with you, man, I got in touch and in tune and in alignment with some things. And I enjoyed it. I really did. I enjoyed it. Got a lot done. And looking forward to this show today. And Big Ken, how about you, man? How's your day been cranking out for you?
My days have been good. You know, I'm beating up my own self with this little personal thing I got going on. But other than that,
right,
I'm real good.
Well, you got to throw some left hooks and some jabs back at it, baby.
I'm not gonna fight this right here. I'm gonna just flow with it and the change getting ready to come.
Okay. Well, that's smooth. That's smooth today. You ain't gonna fight with it. That's smooth. I'm gonna tell you what hit me. This is what hit me this week, and I think it will be something very nice to talk about. And before we kind of came on the air today doing sound checks, we had a discussion in the studio today. So we're gonna let some people in on that discussion today too. Here's one of the first things that I had to concentrate on this week. And it was dealing with, I'd opened up a book and I went right to a page, and it said, if you want job security, then be a expert at something. So whatever your line of field is, instead of just, you know, being part of the crew or being blending in, but to be extraordinary in all your endeavors. And to master what it is that you're doing. It doesn't make a difference what you do. It's about your attitude towards it, your intentions towards it, and the energy that you put towards it. I see so many people skimming and just, you know, and I have to, and when I say that, I have to look at myself also to make sure that I'm not doing it. It's like a self-check that you go through every hour, every half an hour. Man, did you go deeper? Did you go that extra mile? Did you do those extra things that's going to take you ahead? And I'm always looking at what more can I do? One of the 42 Egyptian virtues was the fact of doing more than what you have been asked to do labor-wise. And when you look at that, it benefits yourself. It benefits you. I had said, I believe it was last week, I had talked about I wanted to go get a haircut. And I went into the place, the sign was open, and my normal barber, Kevin, real good friend of mine, and a person that has a extraordinary amount of energy, and he's uplifting, and we both uplift one another every time I see him. Matter of fact, I got me a fresh cut and a shave today, and I think I look rather magnificent myself. I don't expect y'all to comment on that, but I'm just saying. Anyway, so I went in there, and one of the barbers was watching TV, and he was eating some potato chips. So I asked him right quick. I said, hey, can I get a quick cut? Can I get a quick shave? he looked at me and he said, "Nah, man, I'm about to get ready to get up out of here." Now, I got $20 in my hand, and 15 minutes, you know, probably could have made the $20. What he did, he sat back down in a chair, continued to watch television, and he continued to finish eating the potato chips. So I went out, and I said to myself, "Jim, make sure you don't become that. Make sure that you stay hungry." And the whole bottom line of it is, homie wasn't hungry. Homie didn't want that energy I had in my pocket, in my hand. He didn't want it. So if a person complains about they don't have enough, they don't have that 010 vet, they don't have that 010 GT Bentley, you have to ask yourself legitimately, what have you done to receive it? What's up?
No, it's funny that you bring that up. I was actually talking to my barber about that in the barbershop the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually at work the other day, and this person that called me 1 minute before it was quitting time, and I was pretty upset because he had a lot to talk about. And it's time for me to go. I was tired, you know. It's time for me to go home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether I stay over or not, I'm not going to get any extra money like that barber. But I asked my barber, you know, about that situation, and he said something like, you know, well, sometimes when you get in your mind that you're ready to go, you pack up, you know, you're ready to go no matter who comes in, you know. So, you mean, I don't want to say that maybe homeboy wasn't hungry for the money, but maybe he just was had in his mind that he was done, you know, because I looked at myself when that guy called, like, I was done working, you know, I did my day's work, I was ready, I was done, you know. I mean, I just had it in my mindset that I was just done. So, I mean, right. I don't know the guy. I don't know, you know.
Well, see, the thing about it is with that, I know a little bit more about him because when I get my hair cut, I overhear conversations. And when you overhear conversations, you get a chance to know, because what comes out of your mouth has got to go through your conscious to come out your mouth. So I'm looking at your consciousness, and I'm also feeling you from a distance, too. I mean, I'm feeling your energy from a distance. So when I say that, I'm not making a judgment statement, but what I am saying of it is, and Ken, you can justify to that. There's been situations where we can say that we're done, but if we look deeper over the horizon and we realize that we haven't went over our balance, I'll put that extra time in because guess what, you know?
It's done to me a lot of times. I might be out. I might be pulling my trailer home, and it's about to be dark, and a guy stopped me and say, "Hey, man, can you cut my yard?" And, you know, I look at it, you know, because I don't, you know, my money or something, and I do it in a heartbeat. But, you know, that's just me, you know. And if it was somebody that, you know, might call me up and ask me, "Hey, I need to cut. Could you cut my yard?" And they may not even have the money. I'll do it, you know, because I look at it on an aspect, not just because of the money thing or something. They might do something that could help me out later down the road, or it might be an avenue that opened up for me, and this guy say, "Hey, he really did a really good job. He came over here, cut my grass today," and he might refer me to like 10, 12
now,
other people.
Now, excellent point. Now, hold on. Let me say this to you. Is that not thinking out the box? Is that not being extraordinary at that moment? You got neurons firing, saying to you, you got an ego saying to you, "Ken, screw the guy. Go ahead home. Sit on the couch." And, you know, you've got scenario what you're looking at. So when you say to yourself, "You know what, man, guess what? Yes, I can cut it." Because you're on your way home. Is it really hindering you? I mean, it's not like if you got to go take your wife out to dinner, or you got to, you know, catch a plane flight or something in that category. But if it's not that and you know you can spare that, what are you looking at deeper down the horizon? A potential customer who wants the money. It's just no more different than this. A guy gets up, inspirational speaker got up. And he's there, and he's talking. Matter of fact, I tell you who it was. Let me see. We'll make sure I'm getting his name right. Was it T. Eckert, the author of The Millionaire's Mind? He's doing seminars. Was it Canfield? No, it was Jack Canfield, the author Jack Canfield of The Chicken Soup. Anyway, he says he gets up there, and he's talking to the people, and he holds up a $100 bill. And he says, "Who wants $100? Now, for a minute, how many people are going to sit in a chair and say, "Well, yeah, of course we want $100. What do we got to do to get it?" No. Too high. Come down. That means get your ass up out your chair and go take what was in his hand. That was his whole point. Where's your mindset? So when he stood on the podium, he said, Who wants $100? He didn't say who wants $100 and didn't hold $100. He had a $100 bill in his hand and held it out. One person got it and got their ass up and took the $100 bill. He said, now do you know what you have to do to think? Period. See, we can sit there and say, okay, our way of thinking, well, it's my way of thinking and that's what I feel like. Okay, that's fine. One person said this, and I've seen it. If your way of thinking and you feel, when it comes to economics and stability and financial, hold on now, if your way of thinking is that great, take a look at your bank account and tell me how it is. Now, if it's that great, then don't change your point. You see what I'm saying?
On a small step, because there used to be a time, man, I would walk up past pennies and quarters and stuff and leave them on the ground. I would never even pick this shit up.
Stuart Wilde, is that what you want to? Stuart Wilde.
But now, I mean, I don't walk past anything of value and I won't pick it up. I won't bend down or take the effort to pick it up, because I think a lot of times you want wealth or something, but you have to start from a small aspect of it. Not saying just being settling for something small.
You don't settle for anything.
But take whatever's in your path and if it's of value.
Here, now let me bring some insight to that. Here's how this operates. Universe does not depict from $100, $1 million, or 1 cent. It sees money as energy, pure energy. That's just how it is. So that means if you get on your knees and let's say you ask or you pray or whatever you may do for wealth and money, but if you turn down what you just said, and let's go back 2 steps earlier, you turn down the guy waving you down, just happened to be out at the end of this driveway picking up his garbage cans, and you're riding by with the signs on your truck, and this man stops you and say, hey, sir, can you cut my grass? What type of individual are you about your money and about your business? Now, get back to the point. Yes, this guy could be the guy in a development that knows 60 people that needs a grass cut. That could be your link. But how many times that when people pray and they ask for things, they're not ready to receive wisdom or the truth? And I mean by that is being able to discern what you should do at that moment. Wealthy people, rich-minded people like ourselves, we're able to think quickly. I don't have to think, man, yes, let me make a move. Yes, let me do this. Yes, let me go here. No, I don't want to do that. I don't have to sit there all day and night to think about it. Well, that's no more different than you have a decision to say, no, I don't want this. I'd rather talk on the phone and go to Wendy's. Or, yes, I do want it. Let me stop. And I don't care about it. I'm hungry right now because I'm more hungry for this money than I am for some food that's probably going to put my ass to sleep anyway.
Yeah, it's funny as you say that. I was just over at my cousin's house today. And I was thinking to myself, like, man, do I really want to go do the show today? Because I was real tired. I had a long week, and I was just like, you know, my cousin looked at me and he says, you know, hey, man, you got to go out there and make that paper, man. Go, you don't know who listening to that show. You know, go to that show and go. You know, I was going to go anyway, so I gave you my word. I'm a man of my word. I was really tired. You
but
know?
You still had to fight between yourself. See, this is the point of where we can facilitate what I'm about to say. Now, listen to me closely. Just as though your boy told you, go ahead and do it. How much conflict internally that you had fighting going or making up excuses to go and not go? It's like working out, don't working out. It's like going to get that extra dollar, get that extra dollar. So when you look at it in perspective, you have to ask yourself why. And you have to say, well, Vincent, why did you hesitate on even glimmering the thought of not going? You understand me what I'm saying? Because that lets you know more about yourself. It lets you understand more about yourself. So when you sit back and you say, okay, well, I don't know quite about why, dude, when he say he finished. Don't get me wrong. That's part of our life, too. Understanding balance, too. But did you give 150% today? Did you do that? And I'll give you another perspective. Just like dude sat down and ate them chips and was more concerned about that television, in my opinion, don't complain about what kind of roller you're riding in and your roller ain't doing too well and you need more work done to it. When this person that I just mentioned, Kevin, is riding around in a sweet-ass Range Rover big body. Now, how did he go get the big body? Because he put his hustle down. That's how he got the big body. When you go to that barbershop, man, he's got a line of people there waiting for him. Why? Because he can cut your hair exactly how you want it.
But not only that, he didn't even know what you work on cars. So if he had a problem with a car or something, he could ask you a question. You never know who you're going to meet or who you're going to run into in a lot of things in life. You know,
it's a window of opportunity, man. Are you closing it yourself, or are you doing it because of your improper choices? I did not say wrong, because we don't get into wrong and right. We don't get, but your improper choices.
I've done it. I've turned down things only because I do multiple things, and I never want to, it's like to take someone, like now I'm getting back into doing, working on cars or something, but there's kind of a limit of what I'll do right now because I'm limited in space.
Well, you're limited on time, space,
and help, and start handling.
Jim?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Greg.
Hey, what's happening, man? Welcome, welcome, Big Daddy. Welcome. When did you get on, man?
I've been on. I've been listening. Listen, this is a good point right here. Exactly what you're saying. You ask the universe to bring you stuff, right?
Well,
guess what? Don't interpret your perception of how the universe is going to bring you stuff, because he might be bringing you. If you keep turning down these people that stop you on the side of the road to cut your grass, have the grass cut, the universe is going to say, "Well, I'm going to stop sending people because I'm bringing him stuff and he doesn't want to do get the work."
Thank you.
So it's the same principle.
Thank you. It is the exact same principle. It is it because that window of opportunity shifts. See, here's what we have to understand. And listen to me. And I'm saying this, Greg, because we've had classes together. We've seen some things together. You know that I've seen some. You know that I've seen some things, Greg. But we don't even have to get into that. I will say this to you, man. You've got guys. You've got spiritual guys. I'll tell you what, we're going to go to this break. I'm going to come back because we're going to nail this topic down, because this is dealing with a lot of us out here today. Stay with us. Hustle Spirit Radio. Right back.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler's Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
Hey, hey, hey. What's going on? This is Jim Ferguson for A Hustler's Spirit Radio, and you guys are on listening to Hustler's Spirit on BBSRadio.com. Listen, I've got in the house today Big Ken, I got Greg, and I got our special guest that's going to be with us, Mr. Vincent Gray, author of The Pro Christ. Now, we was on a topic dealing with universe making movements towards us. That is so important that one of the reasons, and I'm going to say this, and I'm not going to go out on a limb, I'm going to step on some wood and say it. A lot of people will get on their knees and they'll do a whole bunch of praying. They'll do a whole bunch of asking. But what they won't do is take a look at a three-dimensional shot. You see the penny on the ground? I don't care if you feel embarrassed. That's what you got to do. You got to fight the embarrassment. Go get that penny. You see that dollar blowing down the street? Go get that dollar, because you don't know where that dollar being blown at is going to take you and put you in position for more money. You ask for it, then go get it. That's no more different than a person buying his child a car or a friend a car. Got a brand new spanking 2010 GT Bentley, and the person gets the car, don't even say thank you, don't even wash it, eat in the car, waste pop in the car, won't wax it, won't do nothing, hit curbs with it. How many more times do you think that person's going to go out on the limb and buy another vehicle, $200,000+? It's not going to happen. Well, then what do you think universe is with that, too? Because your lack of movement towards what's coming at you, because you have tunnel vision, not looking at a bigger picture, you're actually hurting yourself by non-movement. See, let me say this to you. You hear a lot of people, and it hit me this week, you hear a lot of people say, God, can you help me? God, please help me. Now, I'm going to go one step further and say, this is what I say. God, can you help me to help myself? That, to me, seems more correct, more proper, in my view, than for me to say, God, can you help me? Listen, Jim is a spirit going through this human experience. I've got a job to do. I've got responsibility and responsibilities being a part of God, being from God. I've got responsibilities. I got responsibilities that I've charted this life. I've got responsibilities to learn about where I came from. I've got responsibilities to learn how to master this dimension. I have a responsibility. And the more that you know and you learn, and then you do less, you will be penalized. See, the ignorant can damn near get away with some things that a person of knowledge cannot get away with. You can't do it. Once you open up a door and you step through a certain path, you have a certain responsibility on that path with that knowledge. And the main statement is this, and I've just seen it with the majority of people that I have met. The closed-mindedness, the lack of thinking, more dependent on government to think for them, more dependent on a spouse to think for them, more dependent on friends and their opinions to think for them. I mean, to me, it's got this whole scenario about finding what we are and having fun about what we are. It's got all of that stuff, man. It's just jacked up, in my opinion. I mean, you see, I mean, a guy mentioned something to me today that I'm not going to mention. I'm not going to mention on this air, but he said something to me about something, and he said it, and I'm listening to him say it. He said it directly to me, and my question would be, why did you say it directly to me compared not saying it to a whole realm of people in a barbershop? Well, he then later told me why he said it to me. He said, man, because you always got a multiple look or a multiple opinion, or you think out the box more than a lot of people. So that's why I shot it to you. So when I told him about it, and he said, you know what, man, you got a point. So it was cool. I took that as a, what word am I looking for, fellas? I took that as a compliment. I took it as a compliment. And I'm finding myself observing more, not saying more, but also not having to defend. And that's one thing about when you become on a certain pathway of spirituality. I need not to defend anything because it is what it is. I asked a person, I said, if it's 0 degrees outside, I said, is there any heat present? Well, Greg, I know you would know that, and I know it. And I'm not sure if Ken knows it or not, because his main thing is body work. And Vincent, I'm not sure if you took science or not to know, but the answer to that is, yes, there's heat. But to the average person, they can't understand, because they've been set that zero is freezing, or 32 degrees at
Fahrenheit.
32 degrees Fahrenheit at sea level. Because as you increase altitude and drop below sea level, that freezing changes. But at sea level, it's 32 degrees. Is there any heat at 32 degrees? Yes, there is. Is there any heat at 0 degrees? Yes, there is. Is there any heat at 100 degrees below zero? Yes, there is. Heat doesn't stop until, don't hold me to this quote, this number. I believe it's 400, negative 457.9 degrees Fahrenheit. There is absolute no heat because there's no cellular or movement of particles or molecules. There's no movement. So with that, they classify that as no heat. But now, how open-minded are you to that statement? You understand me what I'm saying? I mean, when we take air conditioning classes and we do that, we have to understand, and chemistry comes into effect. But at the same time, how open-minded are you to that? So when you say certain things to people or people ask you certain questions, you can immediately look at their faces, you can look at their opinions. I mean, not opinions, but you can look at their expressions, and you can say, whoa, man, let me shut up because you're not getting that. And you don't fault anybody, nor do you judge anybody, because guess what? Everybody has a certain level of knowledge, or what we call in a metaphysical field, spiritual maturity. I don't expect...
And it depends on what perspective you're looking at it, too, because if you're at 32 degrees and you go up to 36 degrees, that's a lot warmer than 32.
Exactly. Exactly.
And where you're at.
Exactly. But the point was, absolute cold. Absolute cold is negative 450 plus degrees below zero. Now, I give you this one. And let's contemplate that. We all have open minds. Let's contemplate it. Are you ready as an individual going through this world, going through this dimension, this time, are you ready for absolute truth? Are you ready for it? You understand me? Because there's a whole lot of people out here don't want to know. I mean, how many scenarios, Ken, listen, that you went through, somebody said, man, I don't want no truth. I don't want to know the truth. I don't want to know the truth. You can't be part of a spiritual inclined journey unless, in my opinion, man, unless you want absolute truth.
Oh, I want to know all the truth.
My man.
I mean, it's a thing of people knowing the truth and being able to handle it, but give it all to me. I'll take it all. I'd rather deal with the truth than deal with some bullshit or a lie.
Now, here's the deal. Now, you make a statement about getting the truth and somebody, and can you handle it? Now, here it is. How your opinion and your attitude towards the truth, that's going to make a determination whether to harm you or not, because that's the only thing on this plane that can hurt you, me, or you, is the fact of our attitude towards what it is. Okay? Another guy go out here. Okay, here it is. I'm going out here playing baseball. 3+3.5 years ago. Ground ball hit to me. I'm trying to turn a double play. Shattered my knee. Blew my patella tendon clean off. Leg one way, other leg another way. Immediately, a warmth came over me. And I said, there's a meaning for this. I was not bitter. Not one day, I swear upon it, that I have been bitter for this injury, that I have stopped playing. I have not played any more baseball. Anymore. It was time that I needed to do something. And evidently, I charted that in for myself to say, you know what, Jim, you ain't done it so far, but you're going to do it now. It was a warmth that went over me. How many people can get into a car accident and damn near lose their life and say, this is the meaning, and can find a three-dimensional view from it other than being bitter and nasty? What does that? How can a person lose a child, a spouse, a friend, a brother, and then take that for a spiritual enlightenment where other people would just shatter their whole freaking lives for the rest of their lives? How is that possible? I'm going to tell you how it's possible. It's possible to come out of that in a higher vibrational level because you have an attitude that will complement that.
I had something right now been eating me about someone close to me. I mean, on that aspect, you know. But I mean, he knows the truth or something, but he's sitting back and he's just holding back. But however it is, however it's dealt to him or something, you got to go with it and take it all away. And I mean, that's how I want to live the rest of my life, is to take it however it comes and do what I need to do to keep moving.
But see, but here's the deal when we go one step farther than that. Here's the situation. It's not so much of what life deals me, it's what I deal life. You understand me, what I'm saying?
Let something come to you and then get cut off and cut yourself off.
It ain't even that. I'm going to give you one even better. And now, let me see how open-minded you both are, and plus Greg. Let me see how open-minded you are. If I made a statement saying that an individual can influence God by his or her act, what would you say to that? Give me the first thing coming to your mind. Yeah, you. Give me the first thing. Tell me. If I made that statement, can you influence God right now, sitting right now outside in this studio? Can you do it? Can an individual do it?
Yeah, I can, because I think...
Is that from the heart?
From the heart.
From the heart. You can.
From my heart, yes.
You can.
Yes, I can, because I feel just like this. I am God. God is entered into me, and I can initiate anything going out here. Yes, I can. I can influence a lot of, I can influence you and anybody else, including God.
Now let me hear Mr. Vincent Gray. Now you need to repeat that statement?
No, I remember the statement.
Come on with it. Let me hear your point.
If you go to the Bible, I mean, influence doesn't have to automatically mean, like, you know, make somebody do something. But in the Bible, it speaks a lot about how God's reactions were to things that were going on. Sodom and Gomorrah, Noah's Ark, for instance, Adam and Eve. I mean, there's a lot of times where God was influenced to do something to bring change about the world, or even certain person's actions. So anybody can influence God, you know, he's all-knowing, but he's given us free will, and we know life is about choices, so the choices that we make are going to influence him and what's going to come in our lives.
Okay, Greg, now let me hear what you got to say about that.
Well, you got to realize, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, you got to realize that all of us have God in us, and we're all part of God.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's what point are you trying to, what do you want to know?
Okay. Here's the point. It was basically a test that I was throwing out there to see consciousness, your height of consciousness towards that statement. And each one of you had your opinion and your statement. And not only that, you backed it with emotion. And I agree with every single one of you, because that is true. We can and we do influence God. We can and do, on a deeper level than just skimming the top. Because we are given a opportunity of mastery. If we choose, we are given the power over all things, our environment, our lives, our destiny. We are given godly power. What other situation, entity, and there's multiple entities out there that can manifest with a thought, without even a speech, can cause molecular change to happen because of thought. And my whole point about all of this is how many people recognize that they have that power within them. How many people? How many people? We have to ask ourselves that. Now, Ken, I know I've been talking to you all week long, and I've been asking you a question all week long, because you got some of that wrote all over your face. Much time as I spend with you, as much as I know you, I know you're going to handle that. I know you're going to come out, whatever it might be. I mean, it's personal now, but you make sure that you don't wear it. You know what I mean? Just make sure you don't wear it, is what I got to say to you. Don't wear it. Don't absorb it. I want to be like God when it comes down to things. God observes without taking from itself. You understand me? It can observe without taking one thing from itself. It's not going to jump in and say, "Woo, Ken, man, I want you to go over here. I don't want you to go over there." God's not going to do that. We can talk about this all night long to the next week. You understand me what I'm saying? That's the bottom line. It's not going to happen. If you're vibrating low, it ain't going to do. Dude, it may take a minute before you get an answer. Think about it. Day long. Think about it. Hold on that thought. Hang with us. We'll be right back.
Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler's Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back. This is Jim Ferguson, Hustler's Spirit Radio. Man, I have had a wonderful time today, and we're still having a wonderful time today. Today we got Greg Ken, Mr. Vincent Gray in the house, author of The Pro Christ. We're going to be talking about that book in a couple minutes, seeing how them sales are going, seeing what's going on, seeing if you got any book signings going on. That's what we're going to do. Definitely we're going to see about that. I got my book, and he personally signed it. So in a minute, we're going to put that information out there so you can grab that book, get that book, and that man will autograph that book for you, because I know this man has a lot of books left. He's got a lot of books coming, brand new books. He got brand new books. I know he's about to write some stuff up. Now, Greg, you were saying something while we was on break, and I want you to go ahead and talk about that right quick, and while we close this subject up. Now, you were saying about, because we're on the third dimension, and that's a safety valve for us, right? That's a safety valve that has delays in things manifested, right?
Exactly. This is a testing ground. This is a chance where we're able to, if you get mad at somebody and say some harsh words or do some bad things, you have a chance to come back and apologize and say, hey, I didn't mean it, and I had a bad day, and you'll say, hey, no problem. But if you don't release all of the unforgiveness of self and unforgiveness of others and anger and everything like that, and let's say somebody dies and they wake up in the lower fourth dimension,
right,
they are going to manifest. And it manifests instantaneously. So let's say they wake up and they say, gee, I hope there's no bad guys here. They're going to be bad guys. Gee, I hope I have a gun to protect me from these bad guys. There's going to be a gun. And you know what road that's leading down to.
Exactly.
And basically all the negative, evil, hateful things is going to be in the lower fourth dimension. And guess what that is? Hell.
Right.
So
right.
We have to...
And you know what? And basically, Greg, that's a state of consciousness. And you just
yes.
said it. I mean, wherever your consciousness is, and that's another thing, and I'm going to say this, but I want you to finish your point up. We, not only do we set ourselves up by what we do and our intentions and acts towards the universe and towards other souls, right here, other humans, we set ourselves up, man, but when we do leave out of this dimension and we go to the next and other prior lives to come, we set ourselves up, we can make smooth ground for ourselves by what we do now. Now, what we do
exactly.
now will help
exactly.
paint the path and the road that we want, because that's the manifesting power we have. What so is above is also below. The Kabbalah speaks of that, which is the Jewish mystical text. It speaks of that. Ancient Egyptian texts speak of that. So is below and also is above. Those things. So the influences that you do here, you are also influencing higher levels of vibrations or higher levels of dimensions by what you do here. That's the part where people just say, you know what, let me just deaden this consciousness about what I do. And the acts that people are doing today, man, you have to look at yourself and say, now, it's one thing for me to go put a gun to your head and you did something to my family or you threatened to do something to me. I don't have a problem with blowing your brains clean out. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with letting no rounds fly. I don't have a problem with that, because I've got to protect the assets and things that I have, my life, my soul, my family, the things that I'm responsible for. I have a right to protect myself. I ain't got a right to wait around for let some other entity take care of your ass. I can do it. But there's some situations going on right now. You say, man, what is this mass killing over here for? What is this over here for? What is this, what we perceive to be innocent people over here for? Don't get me wrong, we still have to understand that something vibrated something to that act. We don't, We can't judge, and that's one of the things, because we don't know all the underlying things, but as far as we can look at, man, we can say, you know what, hell, is that justifiable or non-justifiable? You know, a person can make a statement like that to say, whoa, man, you know, but we also understand that there's no tragedy. And that's a hard thing to tell somebody.
That's why I've been talking about these past few weeks. I've been saying you have to go into an observer mode, not a reactive mode.
Yes.
Once you go into an observer mode, you're able to see the scene play out in front of you. Then you have without any emotion, then you have a chance to make a logical decision on what you're going to do next. And more decisions will be played out in front of you instead of you shoot, aim, and ask questions later. You're able to think it out logically and then make your move without having to be reactive.
Let me tell you something. And the more you do that, the more you're at peace with yourself, and the more you do that, the more that you feel how empowered you are. You know, when you tell yourself, I'm going to be quiet today. I'm going not to overexert myself talking today. I'm going to do more observing today than speaking today. I'm going to get all the answers I need from looking and observing today. Okay? Now, that sounds like to me, that's being just like God.
Exactly. Like, that's why you come from a state of love. You come from a state of love. And then that's where the power is, light and love. And that's, if you can do that, then you're more like God, you're more like Christ. And that's what it's all, because that's where Christ always came from, a state of love.
Exactly. And I think we can finish on that. And I think, I'm definitely glad that we hit that type of topic. And only basically because we're going to get into this quick interview with my man, Vincent Gray, right here. We thank you so much, Vincent, too, for being on with us, man, and being on for the third week. We are loving it. We love his energy.
I just want to say this real quick.
Uh-huh.
You know, we just have to learn how to, you know, observe, and also, you know, in that observing, just make good connections and stuff. That's all you do.
Exactly. Well,
you know what? When you're in a state like that, you're going to make good connections, because you're going to have a freedom of that thought. You're not going to be congested. Ego is not going to be in the way. That negative vibration type of crap's not going to be in the way, man. You have so much wonderful things come your way. And I think with that in perspective, we can get out here this week and let's experiment. That's what we're here to do. We're here to gather information and experiment. We are here to test the laws that God has set forth. We're here for that. We're not here, and I'll sit there and go at it with anybody. We're not here to take every single thing for face value and not go out here and test it for ourselves. I'm sorry. Am I going to buy a race engine and you tell me I got 2,400 horsepower and I can do 399 in an eighth mile and I never take it to the wood with the motor? How do I know that this motor going to do that until I take it to the wood? You understand me what I'm saying? And so that's the situation there.
Here's a good test for everybody. Smile this week. Say hello to people. Hold the door open for people, be courteous, and see what happens in return.
Yes. Excellent point. Man, tell me, how has that book been going, man? How has it been going?
I've been doing very well on sales so far. For all the listeners, if you want to know where to go get the
Come on, tell them, man. Tell them where to get it at.
It's at www.vensingray.com. Or you can just go to Amazon or BarnesandNobles.com and just search the Pro Christ, and it's right up there for you, available. You know, get the book, read it, put a review up there. I'll really appreciate it.
All right. Sounds like a winner, man. Now, listen, do you have anything, you got any book signings? Are you thinking about doing anything about that? Are you doing any book signings? Are you doing any traveling coming up? You going to any colleges, anything like that?
Not yet. I mean, actually, it's the summertime, so, you know, not many colleges have the bulk of their students.
Right.
So right now, I'm just trying to get it out there, you know, get the word of mouth starting about the book. And once that's go, you know, you just take it with the wind. You know, people start, if it's demanded that I start doing book signings, then of course I am. You know, there's no point of setting up a book signing and no one comes.
Right, well, we ain't gonna think about that. We're gonna think about people coming into it, baby. I know you got a lot of hits on that website. Have they increased? Have you seen how many hits you had on your website?
You know what? I realized the harder I work, you know, the more I advertise, the more I market, the more hits I get on my book. You know, I mean,
okay,
on the website.
Okay.
You know, so I just can't sit down and just, you know, just think that it's just about to just come just because I put it out there. You know, I still got to, you know, the work isn't done.
You got to do your groundwork and footwork.
Yeah, you know, for all you writers out there, you know, 10% is writing the book, 30% is getting it edited and published, and then 60% is marketing. You know, it's me and a friend of mine were talking the other day about a lot of good books out here that you never heard of because, you know, most writers just do the first 40% and forget about the other 60%. That's marketing and getting it out there.
Okay, I think you were 10% short somewhere, but it's all good, though, Big Jim.
Oh, no, I
think
was right.
10, I think you said,
I said 10, 30, and 60.
Okay, well, maybe my attention is off.
Think you need to come back to the third dimension.
I think I do, man, but I like the fourth dimension, at least talking about it. I ain't say that, baby, but I like it. I like it. Well, that's good. Now, let me ask you a question, man. Do you have any projects that's on the table, man? You got anything that's on the table?
Oh, yeah, man, I'm working on book two now. And I'm getting a lot of other ideas, you know, from people who have been reading it, which has surprised me. You know, I've talked to a lot of people who've read the book and they've been saying like who their favorite character is, and it shocked me. You know, I thought, you know, many people, a main character would be, Victor, the main character of the story, or, you know, Victor's friend. But actually a lot of people have been really liking this guy who I call, his name's Marcel, but I call him the Frenchman. And they're really liking him, and I asked them why, and they say, well, you know, he's real knowledgeable, you know, about just a lot of things.
Oh, okay.
And it's just like, you know, knowledge is what it is. You know, people like to read about things. And you asked a question earlier about, you know, what people would like to know what the absolute truth is. I think a lot of people would like to know what it is.
Right.
But, you know, it's just like, what do you do when you get it? You know, where's the fun at in trying to search for the truth if it's all here in front of you? It's just like, well, what's to do now if you just know the truth about everything?
And I know the truth about everything, dude. Let me tell you something. I'm in bliss, so guess what? I want the truth, and I want the absolute truth. I don't want no. That's like going to the bar trying to get something to drink, and they water your drink down. You see what I'm saying? And you don't want that, man. You know what I mean? You want a full dose of it. So yeah,
I like the adventure. I like the adventure of searching for the truth.
Yeah, I like the quick and direct way. And when I get the quick and direct way, I get in that straightest line to the quickest path point, man. Let me tell you something. It's something else.
I'm just trying to have fun, enjoy life, you know, the way God wants me to be here.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, that's cool, man. That's cool. Well, I'll tell you what. Now, what type of time are you looking at on your second book? I mean, when are you thinking about putting that book out?
I would tell most readers to expect it the same, you know, next summer.
Ooh,
you know,
okay.
Next summer or, you know, next winter. You know, it depends on how it's demanded. But, you know, it's coming soon because a lot of people, after reading, it's just like, you know, hey, you left so many things open. You know, I want to know what happens next.
Right, right,
you know,
right.
So I'm getting started. You know, I'm actually making a trip this weekend to Michigan, and I'm going to get a lot of writing done then.
Okay.
You know, when I'm in a new area away from home, you know, that writer's block just kind of lifts out of you. When you know what I'm saying? When you're in a new area, you get new ideas, just clearing your mind, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that sounds like a winner. Now, you got a title for that book, man, or
get
under wraps?
You know, all you got to do is the book I gave you, you know, once you're done reading it, you know, flip to the next page and say, be on the lookout for Son of Sin.
Oh, okay.
That's the next book.
Okay, okay. Well, this man is on it. When everybody out there, man, you go grab that book, go to Borders, Barnes & Noble.
Amazon.com,
and go to his website. Go check it out, The Pro Christ. That's what we're talking about.
And I appreciate you bringing me on here again.
Oh, man. We love it. We love it. I'll tell you one thing about it, man. We like to definitely talk about real things. We like to talk about things that affects a lot of people, affect ourselves. We like to talk about how we win against them. We like to talk about sometimes we got some losing battles, too. And we just gonna keep it real. Now, Ken, are you gonna win on this battle coming up, Big Daddy? That's all I gotta ask.
Yes,
man.
I am.
Are you gonna win?
I have an itch and I'm taking care of it. That's all I can say. No, I just don't be content with it.
Right. Okay. All right. So you gonna go ahead and do that, Greg? Now, what you got coming up for the week, baby? What you got coming up?
Just some people scheduled to work with me and my other job, and it's all good. You know, I'm enjoying my today and tomorrow off, and then back to the grind again. But it's amazing how people are brought to me at the right moment and the right time. It's just I'm blessed.
Okay. Well, it sounds like to me you definitely are. And talking to you, you're very gifted. Being a friend, I know that you are very gifted. You have pulled me out of some situations. Man, I've been in the parking lot, Greg, and I know you've helped me out, buddy. So I can call you on a, especially when I need some balancing done. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I mean, I'm out there doing these weird moves, but Big Daddy, I got faith in you, and that faith in you that I have in you will activate whatever you do for me. So I definitely appreciate that, like always. I think maybe next week, are we going to have Judy back next week, man? Maybe?
I hope so. I called out, and I haven't heard from her, so I don't know what. But if anybody wants to email
her earlier. Yeah, well, we got Seth to speak to her earlier. She called up, well, Seth called her up. And she was on, but she said she's still traveling, and she didn't have but a bar left on her phone. So, you know, she's going to get back to me tomorrow, call me up, and I want to see how she sounds. Good. She sounds wonderful. And I know she's got a lot of fans out there listening to her, and I miss her. So
I miss her too, man.
You know, I really do. I really miss her.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, let me give a shout-out for myself here. If anybody wants to contact me and have any questions or whatever, they can contact me at gregwhite255@gmail.com. So that would be...
Perfect. And they don't have to be in your presence to have the Reiki done. So I want to stress that, and then we get into a little bit of Reiki even this week, right? They don't have to be in your presence. Like you helped me out. I mean, you're in states over, baby, and you did stuff for me, so...
I could do it over the phone.
That's what I'm talking about. All right. GregWhite@255@gmail.com, right?
That's it.
All right. That's what I'm talking about right there. Matter of fact, that 255, man, I think I hit about, did I hit about 10,000 off that number? I think I did. 515 or 525. I hit about 10, 12 grand off that number, man.
You bought them sky blue stacks and them lines.
No, I ain't buy no stacks, man. I ain't getting no stacks. I played that number in the street, man. I sure did. I think it was 525.
It was
525, baby. I hit for 12 G's. I sure did. Yes, I did, baby. That's when the...
It wasn't a bond or the new...
It took out the lottery number, baby.
Put you out there like
that. No, man, it's over with now. But I was getting paid 6-1, though. It wasn't too bad. You know, 600 instead of 5, I got to go with more money. Even though I had to do some tipping out there, baby. It's still 12 grand when I got done with it. All right, anyway, enough of that. But next week, man, Vincent, are you going to be back with us next week?
I'll let you know later on.
That's right. You might be out of time doing some more writing. Well, you let us know, man. Let us know. And I think next week we're gonna get into, matter of fact, we're gonna find out how Ken did with this situation that he's going through. I see you got your Superman shirt on. I don't know what you got on. What is that?
The Indian shirt.
Okay, Big Daddy. I couldn't see it, Big Daddy. It's all good. So we're gonna see. And then you know what we're gonna do next week, man? You gotta bring back some juicy stories for us, man. You've been lapping the last month. You ain't really had nothing like juicy, man. People want to hear some juicy, man. You know what I mean? I'm dripping. So you got to come on with next week, man. Don't come with that bling stuff. Come on with something. Greg, I know I was calling.
Make sure I put something out there. All y'all going to rub y'all back.
Listen, I'll tell you what. I appreciate everybody listening. And on behalf of the Hustle Spirit Radio, man, I appreciate everybody every week tuning in. I appreciate it, but we're going to get ready to kick it off. Greg, I'm going to talk to you next week. Once again,
all right,
my friend, you have a excellent, excellent week. Vincent Gray, most prosperity, most high prosperity for you in that book, The Pro Christ. Go out there and get it. Go out there and get it. And I promise you, I'm going to throw some pages down this week, too. I've been so busy reading other stuff, I have not got a chance to do it, but I promise you, when you come back, if you come back, I know you're going to be back, but whether or not it's next week or not, we're going to definitely have some comments, and I'm going to get on your website too, man, and go ahead and blog up on my comments over there, man. So with that said, we will talk to everyone next Wednesday, as we do every Wednesday on BBS Radio, Jim Ferguson. We will see you next week.